I probably used every rig possible for outdoor painting, and I just way back, I started with the French easel. Maybe I even dragged something else up, but the French easel, which was okay, but it was too heavy, and it got loose. The screws got loose, and all this stuff, and just it was not something that I knew that I would continue on in the sense of dragging it out all the time. If you're still using it, great. It's not gonna make your paintings better or worse. I'm just talking about a certain thing today. But once I started using the push-out box, there's a head on the top of the tripod, and I like using the ball heads. The ball heads, the reason is because I never know what kind of ground that I'm gonna be painting on. So meaning it could be totally uneven. And the ball head is the easiest way to get a level back out. If you're using one of these with the handle, it's got some of these have that handles on them. I would not use that. I believe the ball head is the best way to go because generally some of those are only up and down or away from you or towards you kind of thing. Sometimes they go left and right too. But even if it goes left and right, it's still not a ball head. It's a ball head. It's got unlimited potential of leveling. Those other types of tripods, the ones that have the handle sticking out, they generally go towards you, away from you, and left and right. So that's why I encourage you to use the ball head. Different companies make them. Manfrotto, I used to use those, and lately the ones they have, I don't care for them. There's another company. It's off the top of my head. It's an expensive one. It's a more expensive ball head, but man, it is rock solid. I'll try to put it into the show notes. It's a top-notch one. But again, it's the ball head is the idea. Look for ball head when you're ordering your tripod. I like to use B&H. I just order a lot of stuff, photography stuff from them. They have a really good selection. These days, it's kind of hard to get anything quality. Walking into a store because photography stores are kind of gone. So ball head's the best way to go. It doesn't have to be an expensive one. Make sure that handle on the side is nice and big so you can fasten it because there's nothing worse than when you're painting and a thing is tilting left and right. So make sure that handle that tightens that ball head is you can get your hand around it very, very easily. That's something I might do an actual video on, different tripod heads. I know there's a variety of them out there, but again, the ball head is the most important part of this whole thing. And you can use that inside too. If you don't have a big easel, just you can paint off of your outdoor easel. Still, I've used my outdoor easel inside and when I'm doing a demonstration or for whatever reason, I don't have my big, studio easel set up. So yeah, think of ball head when you're painting outside. If you like this episode, make sure you check out my digital downloads at my website. They're start to finish paintings, different subject matter. It's just a good way of if you're new to my teaching, a good way to see how I paint and how I go about it. It's under learn and click on video downloads. Check out my blog tab too. I have so much under the hood there. There's a bunch of free things, videos, and written content also.